This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the air everywhere. We're on the Odyssey app. Bag drop in Parker. Details coming up here in just a few minutes. 7:40, we'll be in a parking lot somewhere in Parker. All those bags.
I'm very excited about today.
Well, why are you excited?
Because this is day two of my new feature.
I know.
Yeah, day two of my new feature. It's called, What Did BJ Get in Trouble For Last Night?
Well, if you know me, you listen to the show very often. You know that, and it's nothing against my wife. It's just that I'm a buffoon.
Okay. Right, yeah.
And I make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes because I don't listen. I don't, I just do my own thing. And often my own thing is not what I should be doing.
Right.
And I get in trouble. And I get yelled at for it, okay? And so yesterday was no different than any other day.
So what was yesterday's momentous occasion?
All right, so yesterday, you know how I'm always against putting a fast food thing on your app or your app on your phone?
Yeah, for free French fries, stuff like that. Yeah.
I finally did it.
Okay,
which one? I put Jimmy John's on.
Oh, Jimmy John's.
I put Jimmy John's on, got a free sandwich.
Nice. Oh, it's congratulations.
I asked my wife if she wanted a sandwich.
Okay.
She said no. But if you could run by Chipotle for me, I'd appreciate that. Oh, you know, I love those steak bowls they have over there, right? Yeah, okay. So I did. Doing the good husband thing, you know, doing my part, right? So I go into the Chipotle. I give them. In fact, she sends me exactly what she wants because, Jamie, I don't like this feature. PJ getting in trouble.
Right,
I don't like it.
So you asked her, like, what does she want? Beans on it, everything on it.
Look at that order.
Oh, my wow.
Look at that. Beans, salsa, pico, pinto, green salsa, cilantro.
They got a lot of stuff you can put in there.
It goes on and on and on.
It's a list of about 12 things.
I get home.
Uh-huh.
Give her meal.
Yeah.
There's no steak.
Oh,
they forgot to put the meat on it.
Did you order a steak?
It's called a steak bowl. It's what's on here. Steak bowl with tortilla.
Are you sure you said that?
Yeah.
I didn't have to. I gave him my phone.
You handed him your phone.
I gave him the phone. I said, look, I said, instead of me going through this, here,
you
take a look. This is
phone.
What
no.
she
did
wants.
You did not give him your phone.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I said, give me a steak bowl.
Oh,
she's got a lot of ingredients. Here's my
phone.
Don't want to screw this up. I don't want to screw this up.
That's so lame.
And not only, like, they don't want your phone, number one.
No.
And number two, literally, you saw them do the assembly line.
No, I didn't. I was with my son. I gave him the phone, moved over with my son because he was sitting at a table. He was eating his Jimmy John's sandwich. So I waited till he was
bring that in.
They'll let me.
No, yeah. You know, it's illegal.
No, it's not illegal.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You can't bring in outside food in to any restaurant.
Well, we took in a sandwich yesterday.
You broke the law.
And okay, that's why now, they didn't give him steak.
Now I'm
mad.
A felon. Yeah. Now I'm a felon. So I give the phone, and the lady's taken it before. This is not the first time. I do it all the time. And she took the phone. I see them. And they're doing the order. I get home. There's no steak. It's a friggin' salad.
I can't get over that you gave him the phone.
I would never hand.
Me
no.
either.
They could have dropped it.
Why?
In the
it's
what's
well,
wrong with
all,
giving
it's,
somebody
it's
the phone?
Look, they have their gloves on. They don't want to touch your phone.
They're making food.
Yeah, they're making food.
They didn't say a word. They were fine with it.
They don't want to touch your phone.
I just never would do it. I don't know.
Well, maybe you wouldn't, but BJ did. Yeah. I did. I gave him the phone, and I've done it many times. Huh. And they just forgot the steak. So the steak, it didn't go over so well.
Yeah, I bet not, because now she's a vegetarian.
Can't imagine what the bowl tastes like.
Wow. Yeah.
With no steak, with brown no rice, steak. Beans, salsa, cilantro, lettuce, cheese, sour cream, guac. The list goes on and on, man. But, yeah. So that was not a great moment yesterday. So that's how BJ got in trouble yesterday.
There's so many issues to this whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, between the phone, you're bringing in Jimmy John's to another restaurant.
Let me put this into Texnado real quick. Do you have a problem with me handing the phone to the person because this item list
gloves,
is so long that I wanted to get it right? 303-22-OUT. Is that really a problem?
It's odd.
I'll give you odd.
Yeah?
But I don't know if it's like yucky.
Well, they have their gloves on, you know?
Yeah, that's so they're protected.
After they touch your phone, they have to change out their gloves.
I don't know what the hell's going on. All I know is BJ again.
Oh, my God.
I can't do anything right.
Yeah,
I screw up everything I do. It gets old.
Listen, I am going to tell you, in all seriousness, they will yell at you at some places for bringing outside food. They get freaky about it. I brought in bacon bits.
I don't think it's illegal, though.
Not illegal, but they can get their license or whatever taken.
I would agree if I'm walking in with sandwiches and I don't order anything at that restaurant.
No, it's not about that. It's about bringing in outside food. Because they can't regulate it, and it's a whole thing. I don't know. I brought in bacon bits that aren't even real food to me. They don't even seem like real food, right? They're made. There's nothing on the back of bacon bits.
That actually says bacon.
Yeah, the bacos, and she told me I had to put them away. Yeah. She said we can't have you bring in outside food. I was like, I come here all the time. I just want bacos on my salad. She's like, you can't bring in outside food.
The there was two guys on a motorcycle that came into the Jimmy John's when I was there. They came in with food. They had gone to the Safeway, which was next door. Mm-hmm. They had gone there and bought pasta salad and potato salad or something of that nature and brought it in and put it on the table, opened up the containers, got a sandwich and ate it all right there.
So they had sides.
In the restaurant. That was a Jimmy Joe's.
I couldn't even bring in bacos, okay? So I know it's a thing. I'm just saying, I know.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Shedeur Sanders real quick here. This is crazy. Jamie has been saying this for months. I got to give her all the props, man. You nailed it, Jamie. You nailed it. I thought you were loco. I thought, oh, man, that semi-glutide, it's really working on her brain.
It's got my brain. Ooh, it's shrinking my brain, too.
Old water brain over here. Right? She's got a problem. Because you keep saying that the NFL was in cahoots to push Shedeur Sanders out. They did not want him drafted, and that's why he dropped so far. Finally, a team said, hey, you know what? We're not going to listen to you. We think he's pretty good. We're going to draft him, which the Browns did. Now it's come out. From a former NFL player, Hall of Famer, Eric Dickerson, he says that absolutely, he has proof that the NFL was in cahoots and they said, do not draft this kid.
And we think it's just because they thought he was a showboater? Is that it?
It's got to be. I mean, during all the interviews that he's done, he just rubbed people the wrong way, and I think it just got around.
Well, but there's got to be something deeper than a showboater.
I'm going with Jamie on this one again, okay, because she was right the first time. All right, I'll go with Jamie on this. There's something else. There's something else that we don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's not just the showboating. Look around the NFL. Jeez, come on, man. Yeah. There's showboating everywhere in the NFL.
For all pro
sports. Look at the NBA. I mean, there's showboating. They've dealt with ego after ego. Look at LeBron James. I mean, come on. Shador's not worse than that.
Yeah, for
right?
sure. Yeah.
It's something deeper.
Yeah,
I don't
feel
know.
Like it goes back to Dion, but I don't know what it is.
I do too.
Something.
Dion. Dion's pissed
Dion
them off.
Dion slept with the NFL guy's wife.
Oh, the That's commissioner's it. Wife?
Yeah. Yes.
Roger Goodell's wife?
Yeah, Roger Goodell's wife. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. She might be onto something. All right, listen to this guy. This is Eric Dickerson, used to play in the NFL. He is now a Hall of Famer. He says he knows for a fact Shador has been blackballed.
What I heard from someone that's in the NFL, that the NFL put it, told other, don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're gonna make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source. And he said that somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, don't do that. Draft
really?
Him. Yep. Draft him. Don't do that. Because they weren't going to draft him either. They weren't going to draft him. They were forced into drafting him because somebody made a call to them. Said, it's good, you know. And I said, when I say this is a NFL side source for sure.
Wow. That's
so crazy.
Wow. He's got a pretty good voice.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah.
It's soothing.
Good sound. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Then somebody inside called the Cleveland Browns and said, hey, look, don't listen to these guys. This guy's a good player. You better go get him. Somebody's going to get him. And that's what happened. I don't know.
Has Dion commented about this? Has Shador?
Not a word.
Has anybody said anything?
Not a word. Uh-oh. Not a word. He's in a fight with that other quarterback right now. Shador is.
What happened?
I guess the other quarterback said something about him like, I'm a worker. I'm not a showboat. You know,
yeah,
I don't put on
out.
A show. Oh. You know, he kind of slammed him behind his back in some interview somewhere. Anyway, he's fighting with him. But they've not made a comment on this. I'm telling you right now, if this is true, Shador Sanders can sue for $1 billion.
A billion?
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
I guarantee you.
You guarantee it?
Well, hundreds of millions. Think about it, though. The kid's only 21 years old, right?
Yeah.
And if he went on to be a Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or something like that, think of the endorsements, TV contracts. It could add up to $1 billion
this
guy's
so
owed.
So bizarre. I wonder who his inside source is.
That's I don't know.
Crazy
I don't for him know. To come out and say that, you know.
Yeah.
It is weird that Jamie called it.
I did call it.
That's what's weird.
Well, it just, I mean, it doesn't make sense. We've been saying that, though.
Yeah.
We all have been saying it. It just doesn't make sense. Somebody should have taken him, you know?
It did make sense.
Yeah.
It made no sense to anyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, I understand if you drop from pick number 2 to 12, 15, but not to like 90th.
Yeah. And they said they wanted to make an example out of him.
Yeah.
So the example is what? Don't be a showboater? Is that what? I mean,
don't
is that
be cocky,
the.
Don't
something
be
more. Yeah. It's something more.
Yeah, that's what
there's,
I think.
There's something. So Dion's weird. Done something or somebody's done something.
I know.
Right?
He slept with Roger Goodell's wife.
Yep. Roger Goodell's wife.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
The boys, Carson, Schmidl, Tricky Vicky, they're all going to be in the parking lot in O'Brien Park and Parker. They're coming your way. They'll be there at 7:40 this morning with bags Woo! And bags and bags.
Right. It's that park with the gazebo, right?
Yeah, with the gazebo. It's right across from Tailgate, right off Main Street and South Parker Road. Everyone in Parker knows this park.
Right.
Yep.
I know.
Yeah. And it'll be live on the air if Carson's phone works.
Right. Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah. Can you guys try to use
that? Can you guys figure that out?
I've tested it multiple times. We're good.
All right. We did do a test on Wednesday with the phones.
Okay.
You did?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it worked great.
Yeah, it worked fine. Okay.
Where was he at when he called? Right here?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. It's when you leave the building, Spadil, when we have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay? You might want to try it. Like him drive down to like on Colorado somewhere.
Yeah.
Then test it.
If we have to, we'll use Tricky Vicky's phone.
All right. All right. The boys are on the way. O'Brien Park in Parker, right off Main Street and Parker Road. They'll be there at 7:40. Tons of bags to give away. It happens this morning. The BJ and Jamie, big old bag drop happening at 7:40.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
I hate hate that this is the last one for a while.
Oh, me because, too.
Well, because I feel like we've just got the execution, just got it down.
Yeah. I'm so sad, too. Look at my tear in my eye.
Well, I know that you're not being genuine, but guess what? We're going to be back at this in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Bags are coming. Oh, let's go to Carson real quick. They've left the building. Okay. They've got the All bags. Right. They're in the vehicle right now. It's Carson, Schmidl, Tricky, Vicky, the crew, and they're headed to Parker right now. Hey, Carson.
Yeah, we're here.
Where's here?
We're in the car. We're moving.
You're in the car. Are you on the road? How many bags do you have?
We've got 150 bags. The last we got.
A million bags. Okay. We've got a million bags. You got to see a bigger number.
These are the last ones.
Like 10,000 bags. Okay?
Yeah. Well, that'd be a lot.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Right. Yeah, so I can get beat up when we don't have 10,000.
Exactly.
You got to take one for the team sometimes, buddy.
All right, so here's the deal. They're going to Parker, right? They're going to Parker, and you're going to O'Brien Park.
Right.
Correct. We are en route.
Right. Hey,
and here's the deal. The deal. They're going to sneak in, okay? We're going to do it a little bit differently today, Parker. Okay. So get ready. They're going to slide in there, Jamie, and then they're going to hide behind the tree, okay? I told them to park behind the tree.
But the car says Alice all over it, I think. Doesn't it?
Can you work with me for one time?
I don't know if they can hide that well behind a tree.
Car said park behind a tree and hide, okay? I want you to hide.
Alice vehicle.
And then when the time is right on air, I want to get you driving from behind the tree up to the crowd and get the whole response and everything on air.
Right.
This is going to be great, man.
Okay, I'll find the biggest tree they got in the parking lot.
Yeah, shopping bags.
Is Tricky Vicky in a good mood?
I'm always in a good mood.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so everybody gets two bags. This is the last time we're doing it ever.
No,
officially.
No.
Pretty much.
Just a little bump in the road, okay? Just a little speed bump. That's all. We'll be back with this.
It's a big pothole, and it's done.
No, Golden, Longbot, we're all coming to see you, man. We're going to be up there. You wait and see. I'm not giving up on this thing. All right.
Yes.
Remember, behind a tree and be ready to boom. Jump out at
So them. They're right across from the tailgate. Everybody knows where the tailgate is in Parker. So they'll be right across from that. And at what time?
7:40.
Okay, 7:40.
Carson.
Yeah.
Don't screw this up.
I'll try not to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Yeah. I'm feeling good about today.
What are you feeling good about?
The bag drop.
Oh, the bag drop.
Yeah, I think it's going to go to perfection today.
Perfection.
Yeah, I think so.
It's the last one, you guys, so make sure you get out there to get your bags because we don't have any more after this.
No, until 2 weeks. In 2 weeks,
nobody's
we'll have more.
Ordered anything.
Yeah, we're going to have them. Wait and see.
Has anybody ordered anything?
Well, not technically, but it's on the drawing board. I've been assured of that.
Drawing board?
Yeah.
Where's that?
I don't know. Somewhere in the hallway. I've yet to see it.
Where's that drawing board?
We have a drawing board here somewhere. Where is that drawing board? I don't know.
All right, so these are the last ones. I mean,
for this week,
forever. He's just being told what he wants to hear. Let me tell you, friends.
No, you need to get your butt down there and read the drawing board. That's what you need to do.
They're just giving him lip service. Because I'm here when the boss talks to him about getting more bags, and it is just whatever he wants to eat. It's verbal pat pats for BJ.
I'm a marketing genius.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Anyway, you had to be here. All right. Here's the deal. Man, the Hulk Hogan thing has taken a crazy-ass turn, hasn't it?
I hate to say this. Brooke Hogan has been right all along.
Right?
And we've called her nuts.
We have.
We've called her crazy.
I told her she just wants to be in the spotlight.
Yeah. We called her Britney Spears for a while. Leave her alone. You know what? I think this doctor that did this surgery on Hulk Hogan killed him.
That's what it sounds like now.
Malpractice.
Yeah, I know.
And they say this doctor, I saw so much stuff yesterday. A buddy of mine who's close to the scene talked to me yesterday, and the things he was telling me is absolutely asinine. This doctor, and why Hulk Hogan would have a doctor like this, has been in so much trouble over the years for his practice, just criminal activity.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's just a sleazeball. And I was told this yesterday, and that's one of the reasons why they knew that there was something up here. He didn't die of a heart attack, they're saying. They're saying he's not even been cremated.
I watched that document. What?
No. Huh. The body is still there, and an autopsy has been done.
Oh, now they did an
autopsy? Yeah.
So I watched that documentary on that one crazy surgeon that literally went around and he took people out. And he went hospital to hospital. And new hospitals would hire him.
This story is not going away, okay? Hulk Hogan may not have died of a heart attack. He might have been parted. He was in a surgery. We know that. They're saying it's called the phrenic nerve. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Phrenic nerve. I guess it's something to do with the diaphragm. Controls your breathing. And according to the therapist, there was a therapist, doctor type person on site that day, that morning that he died. That therapist is saying that he stopped breathing. He just stopped breathing. And they think this nerve was severed.
Wow.
During the operation.
That's crazy, isn't it? Do you have the news thing?
I do.
We're going to start with Hulk Hogan because we now have new information based on the police report in the case and other information suggesting that his death was the result of medical malpractice.
Medical malpractice having to do with an injury, at least as a nurse who was on the scene, an occupational therapist who was on the scene, who feared and shared this fear with the police that during his surgery, that Hulk's phrenic nerve had been severed.
And the phrenic nerve basically connects to the diaphragm, which controls breathing. What's significant here is we are told that Hulk's wife, Sky, sounded the alarm when she saw Hulk had stopped breathing.
That's bizarre. This all has taken a weird-ass twist, hasn't it?
Brooke Hogan has been saying that this has been fishy from the very beginning, that he never died of a heart attack. There was no reason for it. And we all thought she was loony and nuts. And that it was part of her mourning, maybe. You know, we didn't know why she was doing it.
Well, she didn't even go to the funeral, so we're like, why are you talking about it now?
Yeah, it was wild.
Now I feel bad. No, sorry, Brooke.
But now, it appears, well, we know for a fact, I saw the information yesterday, Clearwater Police Department in Tampa, Florida, Clearwater, has opened an investigation saying there is probable cause to investigate this as absolute malpractice that resulted in the death of Hulk Hogan.
That's crazy, isn't it? Man, nobody's going to like that doctor now.
No. Can you go to jail for that? I guess you could, right? I mean, if you didn't intentionally do
not
it.
Not if you didn't intentionally
and it was an accident.
Yeah, because you signed that thing that says it
could
happen.
But malpractice is a crime.
Well, no, so, I mean, they'll just go to court and get money.
Well, you don't want to do that. Well, I guess you do. You want to put him away so he can't, you know, practice again.
But if it wasn't intentional, it's in, like, the fine print of the thing you signed, the waiver that could include death.
What
you
know? A change this is.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be any surgeons if they accidentally killed people and went to jail.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Anyway, okay, Lil Nas X. He lost his marbles, you guys. Lil Nas X. I'm going to take my to the old town road. That guy. Anyway, he was walking around in his pantalones, just his whitey tighties and his boots at down Ventura Boulevard, singing, having a great time. But it was 4 a.m. and he was in the middle of the road. Here's what it sounded like.
Nah. Hey, what don't up? Be late to the party tonight.
Where at?
You know where it's at. Go ahead, babe. Nah.
Higher than a kite.
Hey, yeah.
Nah.
You know, and it's not that bad when you watch the video.
Somebody's going to have to pay for that. Stop. Pay for it by coming to the party.
A great time.
It sounds to me like somebody that's attended a bar bingo.
I am serving you, and you better be at that party.
I've seen several of our listeners leave a club like this.
Yeah, just nah.
Yes. Sean Banker taught me that one.
I guess somebody called the police because he had an orange traffic cone on his head.
We've all done that, haven't we?
In our panties and our cowboy boots on Ventura Boulevard? Yeah. No.
I've done it on Littleton Boulevard.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So they called the police. Police officers responded. They found him still walking down the middle of the road with the cone on his head. And I guess then he charged at officers. So he did get a misdemeanor for charging at the officers. They subdued him. They put him in handcuffs. And they told paramedics that they need to look into a possible overdose. He was transported to the hospital, and then he was booked in the jail.
I feel like the overdose part's just a little bit of over the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it doesn't appear that way to me. When I think of an overdose, Jamie, I think of those videos we see of people nodding.
Yeah, like right.
Not moving.
I know.
That's an overdose to me.
Foaming at the mouth.
Lil Nas was just having a party in cowboy boots.
Yeah, in his own mind, right?
Yeah.
Well, something was definitely up. I mean, he forgot to put on clothes. So, I don't know. Anyway, so we'll see what happens with that. He has in the past talked about his personal challenges in a video in February. He described the past few years as pretty difficult and mentioned his efforts to regain confidence and purpose in his music and his creativity.
Yeah.
Because I think he's just kind of a one-hit wonder, right? So maybe that's part of the problem.
You know, somebody just brought something up on the Texanado.
What?
This is pretty interesting. Back to the Hulk Hogan thing. How did you have a funeral if they still have the body?
Oh.
What was in that coffin?
Oh.
What was it loaded down with? I mean, think about that for a minute. Okay, they're saying now that he's not cremated. He was never cremated.
Yeah.
There was a coffin. We saw him carrying the coffin. So you wouldn't put the cremation in a coffin. And then they're now saying that an autopsy is being done on his body as we speak.
So he wasn't embalmed?
So what the hell was in there?
Can you embalm somebody and then do... I guess you can because they dig up people and do an autopsy later.
I guess. Huh. I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, that is whack-a-doodle-doo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Eric Menendez was denied parole. Oh, boy. And Lyle's parole hearing is scheduled for today.
Not looking good, pal. If you listen on the Odyssey app, they're in prison. Hey, buddy, Lyle, not looking good.
It's not looking good.
Nope.
But we did think it would be interesting if one got stuck in there and the other one got out. Because I guess Eric, we just found out, we thought they were model prisoners. We found out that Eric Menendez, like, was on his phone and had violations and all this stuff, right?
How you get a phone in prison?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So he's, like, sexting people or something? What's going on with him?
They just said that he was...
They said he's a troublemaker in prison.
They did say he was a troublemaker in prison. All right, anyway, I think that's all. There you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, when we come back, BJ Jamie Morning Show, big backdrop today in Parker. You know the location, O'Brien Park. The boys will be there in about 7 minutes. We'll talk to Carson, the crew, next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
So exciting. Man, this is going to be a big day. What a way to kick off the weekend, man. Big old bag drop going on in Parker this morning.
In the final one.
Yeah, in the last one. For a couple of weeks. When we get the new bags, we'll announce more locations. But right now, we have to go to Parker. Hey, Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you guys behind the tree?
Yeah, we're behind the tree.
Okay.
Biggest tree in the lot.
All right. Can you see the parking lot from where you are?
We can see it. It looks like there's a ton of cars there, so I'm a little scared to go over there.
No, you got to go. No, we got to do
okay.
It. This is O'Brien Park. Now, remember, until bags run out, and we have several million to give away, O'Brien Park.
We have 150.
In Parker, Colorado, Parker, yeah.
Yeah.
Off Main Street and Parker Road, right there across from the tailgate. Right. I don't know. Is the tailgate a club or something?
It's a bar. It's a cool bar.
Okay. And they're behind a tree right now in the Alice vehicle.
Right.
It's a small vehicle, like a smart car. it can hide behind trees. Yeah. And the guys, they're skinny.
What are you doing?
Vicky's skinny. So they can all hide. What? I'm delaying. We got to wait till 7:40.
Oh, sorry.
We
got to
wait
till
7:40.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know what you were doing.
All right. You know what? We're going to go just a bit early here.
Oh,
all right, Carson.
Oh, gosh.
All right. We're going to break protocol.
You ready?
Okay. I want you guys to fire up the engine, peel out of there, and head to the parking lot, roll down the windows, and give me all the excitement going on right now. You ready? Okay. How far away are you?
We're literally pulling in right now. Here we go.
All right. Windows down. Here we go.
Oh my God, we got cars everywhere.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right.
Yeah. Oh no, it's that thing again.
Son of a.
It's that thing again.
Carson, your phone.
What do you mean? Did you hear me beeping?
No,
we can't hear anything.
No.
All right, hold on.
No.
Can you hear this?
Yeah. All right. Now, go ahead. Son of a gun. Every single
Did you hear me? Yeah,
no.
Did you hear me?
No. We didn't hear you.
We didn't hear anything.
No.
I thought you guys like practiced. And
yeah, get out of the car. See if you can talk to somebody or something.
Call back on a different phone.
Or have Spadil call me on a different line.
Right, hold on. Spadil's calling.
Okay. Spadil, call me on a different line. Let me get rid of him.
Oh, my God.
That phone, I don't know what the hell he's doing. All right, let's see if this is Spadil.
What's up, Dad?
What's up?
Now, if you want the job done right, you got to go to Spadil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go, Spadil.
Hey, get a big We Love BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Can you hear that?
Oh,
yes!
It's beautiful. Music to my ears. Oh, look at him. You get a bag.
Everybody gets a bag.
We hope.
Folks, can we get a big group photo, like, around the vehicle?
Yeah. You can do that after we get off the air.
Okay,
we don't do group photos on the air, Carson.
We don't do
group photos. You don't do group photos on the air. Talk to somebody about the bag, how much they love it.
Hey, how excited are you for the bag?
So excited. Can't wait.
You're welcome. You're welcome, dear.
How long have you been waiting for these bags?
Okay. 2 weeks.
Right. 2 weeks. You've been waiting two whole weeks for these bags.
All right.
Doing.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Great job, guys.
All right, thanks.
O'Brien Park.
What
is he thinking? You're on the air live, and let's get everybody together for a group photo. What are you thinking? Am I being crazy about this, Jamie?
It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Are
it's
they
Friday.
Still there?
It's Friday.
I'm just saying.
It's Friday.
It's all.
Hey, it's over. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine.
Parker, congratulations. Your bags are there.
And that was the last one, friends.
Be sure to get in that photo. You don't want to miss out on that live on the air.
Oh, my God. Well. All right, let it go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.